I have to say, brother, in Jamaica, they made me curry goat, and it was very good. So the reality of it is it's very challenging when it comes to this subject. But if the brethren would allow me, I don't want to go back, but I just want to make the point, why did he go fishing, and now why is the Lord dealing with him in this way? Sometimes we would say something was done privately, and now the Lord is doing it publicly. That's fine. I can go with that. But when you consider that Peter, the scripture, in more than twice, approximately three times, it says, and he met Peter privately. And first he appeared to Peter, Cephas, different names. But it was in relationship that I want you to consider, how was Peter feeling that moment? Sometimes it's good for me to put a picture in my mind. How would the Lord deal with Peter in that private setting? I have no question, I shouldn't say that because I'm just thinking here, that I could picture that Peter was by his bed crying, weeping, questioning, how could I do this thing? How could I deny my Lord? No question in my mind, with many tears. Because after all, the scripture says, just when he saw the look of the Lord Jesus, he cried bitterly. No question, he was in tears. And I can see the gentle Savior putting his arm around him and says, it's okay, Peter. It's okay. The Lord had to deal with the guilt question. Because there's no question that Peter was feeling tremendous amount of guilt of how did I deny my Lord? And the Lord had to meet with him privately to take this question of guilt away. Because the greatest hindrance of service when someone lives in guilt all the time. And when the Lord took the guilt away, he can say in the book of Acts, ye have denied, when he was talking to the Israelites, ye have denied the Holy One of Israel. Ye, Peter. If Peter was in our days, the brethren will be the first one in line to say, put yourself in it. You're the first one to deny the Lord. But he was in the good that the Lord dealt with his guilt. He has taken care of it. So when the Lord dealt with the guilt, he touched the conscience. And he dealt with the guilt, but Peter still felt one thing, that although the Lord have forgave me, although the Lord has dealt with my guilt, yet he felt that I am not fit for service anymore. That's what I want you to take a look at this chapter. Although the Lord said, I forgive you, get up, Peter. I will accept what was done. I forgave you for it. I prayed for you. But Peter thought, yes, the Lord has taken the guilt away. But look at me. I am not fit for service. That's why he went back to fishing. He said, let me go back to the something that I know how to do. Because he thought in himself that I am not fit anymore. And because he was going through these things, the record before us is very helpful to see that the Lord is telling him, listen, I dealt with your guilt. And I have the right to say if you are fit to serve me or not serve me. And dear brethren, this is where service comes with the question of affections. Yes, he dealt with his guilt as far as the conscience. But where is my affections? You know what? It is said that God is spirit, and then you see Mary of Bethany responding in worship. God is light, and you see Lazarus sitting at the table, that God is holy. It's on that basis. But God is love. And how do I respond in love toward him because of the one who dealt with my guilt and dealt with me as we serve him? And that's why the affections need to be touched. Brethren, it's good to think nothing of ourselves. The problem, if I thought that I'm fit for service, it's a problem. But the moment I realize that perhaps I'm nothing, I'm not fit, I cannot do it, and then allow the Lord to deal with it, then we will be vessels fit for the Master's use.